up-to-date Orange County news on KX at 1 Laguna. Now.
A friend of Richard Bagley says a memorial service was held for him Sunday at St. Mary's Episcopal Church. Bagley grew up in Laguna and worked as a plumber. He was remembered for his affectionate bear hugs and as a mentor to many of his friends. The 52-year-old Bagley died from stab wounds last Saturday near the Laguna Niguel home he shared with his girlfriend, Michelle Green. Green, who also grew up in Laguna, was arrested by sheriff's deputies for suspicion of his murder. Jail records show that on Friday, she was released after posting a bond. Green, who worked as a grade school teacher in Santa Ana, is scheduled to return to court for an arraignment next week. Friends also are organizing a paddle out for Bagley at Agate Street this coming weekend, which we will surely give you the details on. Laguna Beach High School's girls water polo team on Saturday captured its second Division I title before an overflow crowd at Irvine's Woollett Center. The title brings the team's win strength to 52. The Breakers took on Foothills Knights on Saturday for the fifth time this season. Laguna uncharacteristically found itself 2-0 down, only to rally for an 11-6 victory. After Foothills' two quick goals in the opening minute, senior Mackenzie Fisher provided the necessary grueling defense along with three goals, and her sister Aria added five more to propel the Laguna victory. Taylor Juleson came off the bench to provide two key goals in the comeback rally, while Laguna goalie Holly Parker finished with 12 saves. Breakers ended the season with a perfect 31-0 record, while Foothill finished at 26-5, losing only to Laguna this season. For the school, now in its 80th year, the crown is the 40th all-time section sports title and the 11th in the top division. A place is reserved for local Vietnam veterans in this Saturday's Patriots Day parade. The South Orange County Vietnam veterans are seeking to enlist local vets of any branch of service to join in and walk the six-block-long parade that steps off at 11 a.m. Look the part by dusting off an old uniform and join the group. They gather near Laguna Beach High School, located at 625 Park Avenue between 9 and 10 a.m. Ask the check-in booth at the corner of Park and Short Streets to locate the vets group in the school district parking lot. A convertible will accompany the vets, so those needing to ride rather than march may do so. And of course, KX93.5 will also be in the Patriots Day Parade with our yellow El Camino. Tickets are still available for Laguna Beach Live 6 p.m. Wednesday jazz concert at 7 Degrees. Trumpeter Gilbert Castellanos is sitting in for the originally scheduled performer. The cover charge is $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Expect to see a lot of locals Wednesday making their way to the Irvine Spectrum IMAX Theater for local filmmaker Greg McGillivray's latest release, Humpback Whales. The 40-minute film is narrated by Ewan McGregor, known for his role as Obi-Wan Kenobi, of course, in Star Wars, and more recently for his role in the romantic comedy drama Salmon Fishing in the Yemen. The screening is the initiative of One World, One Ocean, the foundation Greg and his wife Barbara founded to protect the world's oceans. That's today's news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. I'm Tyler Russell for KX at One Laguna.